A U.S. soldier was killed and another wounded by a roadside bomb near the turbulent Iraqi town of Fallujah. More than 280 U.S. military personnel have died since May 1st. The head of a U.N. delegation currently in Baghdad has warned more security will be needed if the country is to hold elections by January of next year. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. What are American officials saying about the security situation there?
Well, Bob, we're getting reports of a suicide car bomber who wounded several people in an attempted attack on the house of an Iraqi police chief in Hilla, south of Baghdad. For weeks, American officials have been predicting an increase in attacks in the run-up to June 30th. That's the target handover date when the U.S. occupation is supposed to end and sovereignty is expected to be handed back to Iraqis. Yesterday, a top U.S. military official said this may be one of the reasons for several days of fighting in the town of Fallujah, west of Baghdad, and for a bloody series of attacks in the northern city of Mosul over the weekend.
American forces have taken responsibility for the killing of two Arabic news channel journalists on March 18th.
Right. Yesterday, a U.S. military official expressed regret for the incident and said that American soldiers did kill the cameraman and correspondent of the Al Arabiya television satellite channel accidentally. The shooting occurred following a rocket attack on a Baghdad hotel. The journalists tried to approach. They were stopped at a U.S. military checkpoint where they showed their credentials. As they were leaving and getting into their car, a white Volvo approached and did not stop, so the American soldiers opened fire on it, killing that driver. The Volvo then slammed into a Humvee. And the senior U.S. military official says some of the rounds struck the journalist's car, killing two of the three occupants. He says that the soldiers were firing in self-defense, though, following the proper rules of engagement. So the soldiers were not at fault, though he says the incident was unfortunate.
The United Nations met with Governing Council members yesterday to discuss possible elections. What was the outcome of that?
Well, a Governing Council member tells me this is just the very beginning, the first technical discussions. The head of the delegation from the UN, Karina Pirelli, is an elections expert. She says Iraq will need more security to hold elections. And she also says the timetable's tight to pull this off by next year, that the council will need to come to a number of basic agreements within the next 2 months. Now, the Governing Council is divided. They're still debating an interim constitution, which they all signed earlier this month. And since the signing, a Shiite Ayatollah who is not on the council has declared that document illegitimate, and he's consequently threatened to boycott visits of UN delegations. This is going to pose a major obstacle to what is already a tenuous political process, which is also being threatened by the ongoing violence here.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.